With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A development on Bristol Avenue in Liverpool will be building more units than initially planned. The numbered company 4206749 Nova Scotia Limited, led by Francis Fares, had proposed building 36 units in a building located behind 87 Bristol Avenue. The company is now looking to build 45 living spaces with the same footprint by decreasing the size of each unit. Several neighbors spoke against the increase at a variance appeal meeting held before the most recent Region of Queens Council meeting on Tuesday. They raised concerns around increased traffic, available street parking, and impacts on the adjoining waterway. The area is zoned R3, which allows high-density housing. Greg Zwicker, a planner with Zap Consulting, spoke via Zoom on behalf of the developer. Zwicker says he hears a resident's concerns and is willing to discuss how the development plan answers each one. But regarding this specific appeal, Zwicker says the building meets all the municipality's height, parking, yard, setbacks, and coastal protections requirements, and also respects the buffer from the water. He says the changes they're requesting are in line with the intent of the region's development rules.
So that building, as you've seen, as drawn, is permitted in the zone under your land use bylaw and your municipal plan. What we're asking is to put 8 more units in that building.
Region of Queens Mayor Darlene Norman says council must follow their own rules in the land use bylaw and municipal planning strategy. While some neighbors may not be pleased, council had to agree with Zwicker's interpretation.
So the question simply is, have all the requirements been met from the applicant? The height is legal. The footprint is legal. The buffers are legal. The applicant simply wishes to place more smaller units in the size of a building that is legal. And that is what council has to consider.
After some discussion during the council session, councillors voted unanimously to reject the variance appeal and allow the developer to go ahead with the plan to build the increased number of units. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.